Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You Better You Bet on this Thursday. Crazy day in the NBA. Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones arrested today as part of a wide-ranging investigation into illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. So as I was saying heading into the first break of the show, legalized sports betting actually helps in catching these bad actors, helps in catching people that are trying to skirt the rules and break the law and violate the integrity of the game, not otherwise. And the other thing about that I would really urge everybody to consider, and like really think about this for a second, and I don't even want to criticize the people that have the thought, because that's, you know, it's like, oh, well, if it weren't legal, I get that thought process, immediately going to that conclusion. But if you say that, and you mean it, right, that legalized sports betting is the root of all of this, and these things are happening because sports betting is legal, the implication is that nothing ever happened before sports betting became legal. And you know in your heart of hearts that that's not true. You know it. You know that since time immemorial, since the Old Testament, or when Jesus walked the earth, any time in between then and now, that people have been cheating at games. People have been rigging games. People have been rigging card games. Have you ever heard of the shell game? A game that literally is constructed to separate you from your money. You can't win the game. This has been going on for a long ass time. Do you really think there was never like a point shaving scandal prior to sports betting being legalized? Like, come on. Of course not. This is human nature. For as long, I don't know how long it's going to be, but for as long as we as humans roam this earth, there will be those that walk among us. Not all of us, but some of us, who are going to try and break the rules and try and skirt the law to line our pockets and the pockets of others with money. That is an incontrovertible fact. And if you don't realize that, you are an ostrich. Your head is buried in the sand. Sorry. Like, grow up. Like, I have no patience for you as a human being if you refuse to acknowledge that fact. And I'm not trying to diminish any of this. This is not to be like, wow, like, this is great that they did this. It's obviously not. Like, it's not great. And I'm not trying to wave a wand, right? And put everything under an umbrella and say everything under the umbrella of sports betting is great. Like, no problem. Sports betting's legal and everything's awesome. And because it's legal, we can catch people that are reportedly not guilty, but accused of committing these crimes. Obviously, there are negatives to sports betting. Of course there are. We say every show, gamble responsibly. We say, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Like, don't bet outside your means. Obviously, if this is something that you do in an addictive manner, like, it could ruin lives. And that's kind of like part and parcel with all of this. Everyone knows that this is that's true. It's like when you buy a pack of cigarettes, the Surgeon General's warning. I'll paraphrase it. If you smoke this, you might get cancer. Do you know anyone in your life? Because I do. Who's got a drinking problem? Or a drug problem? Let's use drinking, just because drinking's legal, right? It's legal to get hammered, right? It's legal. Not to get behind the wheel or to fight people when you're drunk, but it's legal. Everyone knows that there are negative aspects that come with this. I'm not trying to defend sports betting as just like this pristine thing that is beyond reproach. And it's all great and everything's great with it. But like to blame this on legalized sports betting, I think is pretty insincere and sanctimonious. And I think it's ridiculous. Because again, if you stop to think about it, two things are true. One, legalized sports betting helps catch people that are breaking the law in this regard. And two, this was happening well before sports betting was ever legalized. And just for Billups, we have some, look, like, he's committing crimes, obviously, if it's true. It may not be true. If it is true, and he is working with the mafia, running illegal poker games, and they are fixed. It's kind of funny, right? Like, I know, like, we as a society want to do this. Oh my God, this is horrible. This is terrible. Can we at least acknowledge, like, the humor in a basketball Hall of Famer, finals MVP, and current NBA head coach who says, you know what I need in my life? Silvio Dante. Bobby Bacala. Johnny Sack. And you. Some schmuck. So we can part you from your hard-earned money. Like the here's Chauncey Billups' executive game. There's Larry Brown in one chair, puffing on a cigar. Tayshaun Prince slugging back a beer. And like three random dudes who don't know they're about to get taken for everything they've got. Obviously, they're committing crimes if it's true. But like the ridiculousness of this. Like we have to be able to say this is so ludicrous that we can actually have a laugh about it. Right? We can't be that serious as a society. And look, he got caught, if it's true. And if it's true, you're going to go to jail, right? Like, that's what's going to happen. And what a fall from grace that'll be if that's what happens. Like, forget it. Like, Rozier's like a decent NBA player. Damon Jones was whatever. He's like LeBron's buddy. Like, Chauncey Billups is like legit. Like, legend? Is that fair to say? Like, not a legend in the way like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's a legend. Like, not a legend of the way like Michael Jordan's a legend or like Shaq's a legend or like Kobe Bryant's a legend, the late great. But I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. Finals MVP. Like top five draft pick when he came out. Coach of an NBA team. Like that's, like this is not Jonte Porter. This is not even Calvin Ridley in the NFL. First round draft pick Alabama. This is way, way bigger than that. Like this is the one where it's like, oh my God. He may be not guilty. He doesn't have to be guilty. But I mean, like, in these moments, and I'm not trying to draw the comparison at all, but like, think about someone like Bernie Madoff, who was filthy rich when he decided to defraud people out of their life savings. Like an evil man. I'm not saying Chauncey Billups is evil. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't have to be someone desperate. And maybe he was desperate. Who knows when the details? I have no idea. It doesn't have to be someone who's fighting and scrapping and scratching and clawing like the living paycheck to paycheck. That doesn't have to be what it is. Like the allure of money and the allure of greed exists in each and every one of us. And thankfully, most of us, I think the vast majority of us, I think most people are good. And I'm not saying Chauncey Billups isn't good. We have no idea what's going to happen here. I think most of us are able to resist that and say, you know what? No good. I'm not getting involved in that. This is far more than just a sports betting story. This is human nature, period. And guess what? If they made sports betting illegal today, they said, you know what? It's sports betting's fault. We're making it illegal. Do you really think this would stop? Really? Really? Well, what about the prop market? I don't know. You'd find a way to do something else. That you don't think that human beings are going to find a way to try to skirt the issue and make money. Grow up. Like, sorry. And I say that again as someone who has made a nice living because of, not just because I think I'm pretty good at my job and Odyssey pays me, but like BetMGM being involved with the show has been great, and I'm not going to say otherwise, and I get paid separately. But I think what I've just said, while acknowledging that like part of my livelihood comes from that, I all think that you can draw the line and say that I'm not carrying water and what I'm saying is accurate. So ask yourself that. Is what Nick Costos just said fair or is it unfair? I would actually dare someone to tell me it's unfair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Now, 30 minutes into the show, we covered it, and Femi and I will talk about it a little later as well. We've covered it. Can we talk some hoops, please? Like, I'd love to talk about the actual games, because last night, Wednesday night, was a spectacular opening night, and I understand that opening night was actually Tuesday night, but last night really felt like opening night with a million games. It was awesome. And I'd love to lead with my New York Knicks, who took care of business and beat the Cleveland Cavaliers at the Garden. And I've got a pretty interesting take, I think, on that game and what it means for the Knicks going forward. I think for Cleveland, it means nothing that they lost. Like, all good for the Cavs. Garland will come back. They're going to win in, like, the mid to high 50s, low 60s. They're going to be awesome. I don't think it means anything for the Cavs. I think it does mean something for the Knicks. But we can't lead with the Knicks. And the reason why we can't lead with the Knicks, and the only reason that this wasn't the lead of the show today, is because of the arrests of Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, is because Victor Wembanyama is a real person. Because Victor Wembanyama exists and draws breath. The San Antonio Spurs last night shoved the Dallas Mavericks into a locker. Cooper Flag, point Flag, how'd that go? Zero assists. Not great. This was an annihilation and the type of performance that makes you go to yourself, oh my God. It got me like, oh my God. Honestly, it's like the news equivalent of Chauncey Billups arrested as Blazers head coach for being involved in illegal poker games backed by the mob. That's the the sports reaction you have to some of these Victor Wembanyama highlights. Oh my God, jaw on the floor. 40 points for Wemby in his season debut. And it's not so much the points as it is how he scores them. Now, I can describe them here for you, like the block that he had of Derek Lively. And Derek Lively's a big boy. And Wembanyama makes him look like me. The block of Lively and the crossover step back three-pointer. He's 7'5". The crossover driving dunks, both regular and reverse fashion. Step back long two-pointers. Crazy blocked shots. Insane rebounding. Can I say something crazy? I don't think Wembanyama is going to win MVP. And he's the second choice on the board right now behind SGA. I don't think he's going to win MVP. And the only reason I don't think that is because I don't know if the Spurs are going to win like the amount of games that the Thunder are going to win or that the Nuggets are going to win. And Wembanyama, because he's so big, like carries greater injury concern, right? Like that's, we can acknowledge that that's true. So I say that, I don't think Wembanyama is going to win MVP. I'm not saying he can't, I'm just saying I think SGA is more likely and Jokic is more likely because I don't know if the Spurs are as good as those teams. I say that to now say this. Are we absolutely certain that Victor Wembanyama isn't already the best player in the league? Is there a chance he's already the best player? SGA is coming off one of the greatest seasons by a guard in the history of the NBA. It's not an insult to SGA. Nikola Jokic, maybe before last night, and maybe Jokic retakes, and maybe this is a ridiculous thing for me to say, and we'll find out. That's the great thing about this, right? We're going to find out. Jokic, best player in the world. Been the best player in the world for quite some time. Giannis is obviously awesome and a physical freak, kind of in the same way Wembanyama's a physical freak, except Wembanyama's like half a foot taller. None of them can do what Wembanyama can do. And it has like nothing to do with skill. All those players are skilled. Wembanyama's 7'5". What do you do? What do you do with him? I used to, when I played like NBA Live back in the day, like it was before NBA 2K. I think NBA Live 95 was the first year you could like create players. I'd create, and like, I would always be sure to like not make the player too broken. Like 99s all across the board. Because I felt like it wasn't fair. Like you just win. What fun is that? Victor Wembanyama is a created player that you create, and it's 99, 90, 7'5", three-pointers, 90. Dunks, 99. Handle, 92. Blocks, 99. He's a created player because you just want to win every game. Except he's real. We'll talk more about the San Antonio Spurs on the other side, Knicks, Cavs, and a couple other games last night from the NBA that piqued my interest. Femi will join me, and we'll rap about the arrest this morning in the association.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.